Maria the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Good morning, Chris Taylor from The Chaser.
Very good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. We're still a little high after our conversation with Jay in the video store in LA.
So you should be.
Our Los Angeles.
I think he was a little bit high too. Well, everyone's high just on life.
Yeah, that's true. Our budget knows no bounds because we have our correspondent, not in LA, but in France. The Tour de France is underway, and Daniel Jones...
Forget foreign correspondent. You've got all bases covered, don't you?
Yeah, they work in all kinds of shops, eat all kinds of dinners.
Daniel, you're not in a shop, are you? Where are you?
No, I'm just in my hotel room, mate, in Montpellier.
What's in the minibar?
We don't have a minibar. It's a pretty old, rickety-looking joint. Doesn't have aircon either. And I just got swarmed with mozzies last night, so it's not exactly one
Talk
bar.
Talk it up. Now, the Tour de France has been underway for a couple of days. The big news that we're hearing this morning is that Cadel Evans has hit a bit of a snag. What's the deal?
Yeah, he's dropped a 35th overall. What basically happened is they did a team time trial, so he needed the rest of his team to step up to the plate, and let's just say their effort was a bit below par. So poor old Cadel, he slipped down the ladder a bit. But the big story, man, Lance Armstrong and Cancellara, they were on exactly the same time for the yellow jersey, and they split it by like a tenth of a second to decide who wore yellow.
And who got yellow in the end?
Cancellara got yellow in the end. We thought Lance had it. We were actually waiting at his bus to interview him, and then there was a massive storm of people, and I got crushed up against the fence, and I think my hip just, you know, disintegrated and turned to pate. Wow. But, you know, the swarm around Lance has just been unbelievable. This is just something I've never seen before. There's just hysteria in France.
Wow. How old is Lance Armstrong these days?
He's 37, so he goes all right for someone in their late 30s. I'm not saying that that's over the hill for a rider, but you're definitely at your last few years there.
Have they had to reroute the Tour de France via more pharmacies so Lance can drop in?
Yeah, they might have to, and, you know, some remedial therapies halfway through, something to get him through the stages. But he's just a freak, mate. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that's making him good. And
I think I've got an idea.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just scratching their heads.
Now, Daniel...
I bloody opened it up for that one.
I think last time we spoke to you, we were talking about the Wii on the Move, which was new to us, but apparently...
Should be in more sports.
Yeah.
Not just sports.
I know Rugby League's got shocking. The poo on the move. Yeah.
But you're in a hotel room, what's in the corridor?
Has there been much of that going on in the Tour de France?
Oh, I'm sure there's a few sprays going left and right in the peloton, but I haven't really had a chance to ask the guys that question this year, but it's actually a common thing in the race, mate. I mean, you're riding on the bike for 6 hours and
that's why the jersey's yellow. Convenient.
Exactly. But, hey, mate, I got to chat with Ben Stiller. He's been here because apparently he's really good mates with Lance Armstrong.
Really?
Yeah, we saw him floating around yesterday, and I went up to him and asked him if he'd seen my baseball. But he's a great bloke.
did he answer you at all, or just walk off?
No, literally, he was walking around. He had some security guys, and I just got starstruck. I pushed through, smacked him on the back, and said, "Oh, good to see you at the tour, Ben. I love your movies." And he sort of looked at me as if to go, "Yeah, where the hell's the security when you're at the tour?"
Yeah,
but
yeah,
anyway,
it's not like you're behaving like an Australian abroad with that sort of behaviour.
No, I'm really flying the flag well, mate. I ask really great questions.
Did you get him to sign your tits?
Yeah, it's all good. I pressed them together, but it's a bit askew. I can make out the B, but the E and the R, it's in there somewhere.
We've got Daniel Jones on the line. He is in Montpellier in France for the Tour de France. The big question for us as Australians, of course, is can Cadel Evans return from this setback? He's now 35th because of the very slack effort of his team riders. Is he able to burst back from this setback?
No, I don't think so, guys. Ooh. I think you should be watching Lance Armstrong. He's the story of the tour this year.
What about Cancellara?
It's unfortunate, but Cancellara, he's not very good in the mountains. So a lot of these guys, they shine early in the tour, but once the mountains hit, they get spat out the back and spray other riders when they have to go to the toilet.
Well said, Daniel Jones. Right. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you in the next couple of days, if that's okay.
No worries, guys. All the best.
So Taylor, have you been up since the early hours of this morning watching the Michael Jackson commemorative?
I haven't seen a frame of it. I briefly looked at some of the newspapers this morning, or the online sites at least, and learnt that Paris spoke. Mm. I didn't read the headline any further to know if it was Paris Hilton or his daughter.
It's Hollywood after all.
Either way, I'm sure we weren't getting...
because, of course, the Chaser, you did a skit with about Michael Jackson only a couple of days before his death. Is that right?
We aired a piece about disguises, because the Chaser's always had an issue of... It's harder for us these days to get anywhere near Rudd or get into big events, so we thought disguise was the key. And Michael Jackson, I don't know if it was noted in the eulogies at his memorial, but was a master of disguise. He either dressed up as Zorro, he wore an Islamic burqa during his Dubai period. As we said last week, I think, on this show, he pioneered the surgical mask.
He was there years beforehand.
Yeah. I don't know why the impersonators don't do more of these outfits instead of the more traditional red and the black
hat.
I would like
to see Jason Jackson, the Australian impersonator.
Cover up his face?
Yeah.
In
the burqa.
Is that what you're saying?
In the burqa.
Just to try out a few different looks.
I'm sure he's got that. I mean, he's pretty committed. He'd have all the many colours.
He's got a gold-plated coffin, actually.
So are there any other celebrities who should be a little bit worried coming up in tonight's show?
Seemingly everyone that you parody on your show dies.
Oh, yeah. We did actually have the difficult issue because we taped the show on Tuesday night, so last night. That airs tonight.
The wall.
It's Saturday, it's not live. And it there's a callback to the Paleolithic era. So we always present it as if we're across the news. So we had to talk about the memorial before it had actually happened.
Oh, how was that? So how was it then?
We had to...
I haven't seen it, but
I was an expert on it. And when you watch the show tonight, I'll be surprisingly well informed about what went down. We actually left a window of opportunity open today if anything seriously went wrong.
Yeah.
He's alive,
or
Bubbles the chimp sort of gave the eulogy. We thought it'd be a bit weird. We didn't refer to the time the chimp
and that Weird Al Yankovic did his entire Michael Jackson canon at the memorial, and you forgot to mention
it. Weird Al's actually having his own sort of parody funeral. He's actually been buried. He's really committing to it.
Taylor.
Like in a really sort of oversized gold-plated coffin.
Chris Taylor from The Chaser in this morning. He's going to hang around for a little while. News headlines are coming up next as well. Your feature record this week at Triple J, Sarah Blasco, Bird on a Wire is the name of that one. And if you missed the chat with the very lovely Ms. Blasco...
The flirt piece.
earlier this week.
Robbie was flirting shamelessly.
I
think Blasie was flirting back a bit too.
She was
when
calling.
She implied that you were stalking her and outside her window dressed as a snowman.
in the winter
she
of
wanted
Sweden.
You. When she said that, Robbie, she wanted you.
That was just a little signal I needed.
That's why you've come dressed as a snowman again, with that carrot for a nose.
That's not his nose.
If you want to... Come on.
Taylor, welcome back to Triple J.
If you want to catch that chat, it's up on the website for you right now. It's a little after 8:30, which means...
Good morning, Emma Swift with a Triple J News update. A glittering gold-plated casket has carried Michael Jackson on his final journey as a worldwide audience in the hundreds of millions paid an emotional farewell to the King of Pop. A star-studded memorial service for the 50-year-old wrapped up this morning in LA. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has called on China to respect human rights and exercise restraint after ethnic groups in the northwestern region of Xinjiang left more than 150 people dead. Unions say they'll push for a bigger increase to the minimum wage next year after the Fair Pay Commission's decision to keep wages on hold. And the Lutheran Church in South Australia says it's providing counselling to a 15-year-old boy and his parents after an alleged exorcism at a youth camp. Making sports news this morning, Australian cricket captain Ricky Ponting says selectors will wait until just before the start of play tonight before finalising the team for the first Ashes test. Paceman Ben Hilfenhaus, spinner Nathan Horitz and all-rounder Andrew McDonald are all vying to fill the spot vacated by the injured Brett Lee. And it looks like Cadel Evans hopes to become the first Australian to win the Tour de France, a dashed for this year, with his team performing badly in a time trial overnight.
Thank you very much, Emma. Mm-hmm. So an exorcism at a school camp.
Well, the story actually goes a little bit further. It wasn't just an exorcism. It was actually an exorcism by a policeman.
Yeah.
A policeman who has taken it upon himself to travel the world, travel the land.
You don't think he's just dyslexic and he thought he was exercising?
No, Robert.
No, it was definitely. That's a misreading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's. I think this guy is actually some kind of vigilante.
Right,
he's been cast out either of the from the cop fraternity or the priest fraternity, and he is there a renegade on his own,
or
he's
just
some kind of priest cop.
Yeah, priest cop.
He's priest cop.
He's priest cop. He is priest.
Hello, Channel 10. This is serious, Marie. Get your script writing pen out right now.
I'm onto it already. Yes. Lindsay's to been giving you. Me all the taglines.
I have been priest cop. Satan, you're under arrest. Out now.
It's nice to see a cop bashing the demon for once, though, rather than a black man in America.
He's the law. God's law. Out now.
That is brand new for Reverend and the Makers. Silence is Talking. He was hanging out with Dools
a
week or two ago and having a chat about that song and saying that he plucked the melody there that from an old song which I was actually a real fan of when it came out.
Yeah, Me No Fry, the ad for a sunblock.
a band called, or an outfit called War, who had a song called Lowrider as well. And went a bit like this. And it had all these really lowered LA cars doing sort of hops, bunny hops along the road. It's good. Bit of weather for the nation.
Indeed. In Townsville, mostly sunny and 26 today. Showers easing in 19 in Brisbane. In Newcastle, 17 with showers. In Sydney, showers and 16. In Canberra, mostly cloudy and 12. In Melbourne, mostly sunny and 14. In Hobart, frost and sunny in 12. Mostly sunny in Adelaide and 15. Late shower and 19 in Perth. In Broome, sunny and 31. In Darwin, sunny and 31. And it's going to be 20 degrees and sunny in the Alice.
Now, I think it would be a fairly large call to expect this one to make it into the hottest 100 of all time. But you never know.
You never know.
System of a Down are leading the way, Robbie.
Anything's possible.
Wake up.
We are going to give away that that little hottest 100 of all time prize pack in just a moment.
You know, Chris, it's Chris Taylor. It's a library bag with all 100 songs monogrammed on the side.
Is that right?
That's what we've got.
Yeah.
We've got to give
so
away.
Not the songs themselves.
No,
a library bag with the songs.
The songs their songs will be inside on a CD and DVD.
Gee, I'm glad the federal government gave the ABC more money. Imagine what the prize would have been. Had we been robbed in the last month?
Just a library card. Empty, blank. You can fill it out yourself.
Now, last week we did speak to you and you said that you had David Bowie's Life on Mars as the song that topped your list.
It would certainly be up there. I don't want to lock it in as number one, but it's one of my favourites. I love that song.
What else was on your list?
Ooh, I think I had, I would have had some Radiohead.
Yeah.
Fake Plastic Trees.
Ah, yeah, great song.
I think I had Fool's Gold by the Stone Roses.
Did the Eulogy song by Andrew Hansen and Chris Taylor and The Chaser make it onto your list?
It didn't, no. Not because I didn't think it deserved to be. No. I just thought it would be a bad look putting your own work in your top 10. I know, Lindsay, you had other ideas about that. And yours was all Friends or Rom songs.
It was.
Some of us are more shameless about that than others. But
hey, can I...
I'm looking forward to hearing what number one will be, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just looking forward to hearing what number 80 will be. Of course, 10 o'clock this morning. Zan Rowe kicks it off for day two of the Hottest 100 of all time. Here is one song that I did put in my top 10, I have to say. I think it's a beautiful version of this track. Jose Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
And his cover of The Knife's Heartbeats. There you go. One of the songs that did make it into my top 10. That is Jose Gonzalez and Heartbeats from his Veneer Records.
It's no Fisher Paykel jingle, which was, I think, number 8 in my top 10.
Just because it was used in a television advertisement for a TV, I don't think it belittles it at all.
Did you put in the solo theme song as well?
I did.
The Work It Hard one.
And the Cotties song, My Dad Picks the Fruit. Now, if that's not number 1, I'm going to Channel 10.
Actually, wasn't it you who did a nude run around the Big Day Out on the pretense of the Media Watch theme song?
Yes, one of the annual.
Yeah. Any chance, really, wasn't it, Taylor? I believe that video is still rolling around on the internet somewhere on the World Wide Web.
Really?
There's footage of you with the tackle out.
There is.
Taking a bit of a run.
Did you not cup it as you ran, or did you just go
I mostly cut.
I only ate two hands.
To my own surprise, because I thought I'd go absolutely commander, but I mostly cupped. But there was one, there was a lovely lovely guy there who sort of read my mood and put out his hand for a high five. And if someone puts their hand out for a high five, you can't ignore it. So if you look on YouTube or wherever it is, there is the split screen moments where I'm high fiving uncupped.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a body double for that bit.
You did.
That's
the same
excuse.
One that Beyonce used in Austria that time. Yeah.
Hey, it's about 8:45. We have Chris Taylor from The Chaser in this morning, and we're about to play you a Hilltop Hoods track. On the other side of that Hilltop Hoods track, we're going to give away one of these prizes for the hottest 100 of all time. It is a library bag stuffed with goodies like the DVD and the CD and whatever else they can find around the office. We haven't worked out how we're going to give it away, but we do know we are going to give it away. Yeah. So if you would like to take your chances on a radio game that may well suck, that's okay. 1-300-0555-36.
It may also be the greatest radio game of all time.
Give us a call now. From their platinum album, just ticked over last week, over 70,000 copies sold. Hilltop Hoods, The Light You Burned.
It was noticed that there's not a lot of hip-hop in the first 20 of the, you know, even less Australian hip-hop, the first 20, the hottest 100 of all time, where there is another 80 to go.
Yes.
So no doubt.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of room.
No doubt.
Hello,
no
Annie.
Doubt
we'll
be
Hi.
Okay, we've worked out what game we're going to play. We're going to go back to an old favourite. We're going to play a little bit of Celebrity Head this morning. You ready to play?
Yay!
Okay, we've got a name. We've just written a name down and then we just stuck it to the front of your forehead. Okay, you need to ask us a question. Who am I, you say? And then if you get a yes, then you get to ask another question. If you get a no, it has to be a yes or no question, obviously. If you get a no, then we go on to the next person. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so would you like to ask us a yes or no question?
Am I Australian?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I a singer?
No.
Sorry.
Annie, sorry about that, but thanks for playing.
No problem.
Okay.
It's always hard being first out of the gates,
I think.
Hey, Monty.
Yeah?
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I used to have a pet rat called Monty, and she was a great
little
Monty.
What is the right way to take that?
Just that I like the name.
You seen Whitnall and I, Monty?
Oh, it's great.
I'm no rat.
No,
You're no rat, Monty. Well stated. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, right. And you're also...
I think momentum is the key in this game.
Yes. The game for Celebrity Head, you are an Australian, you are not a singer. Would you like to ask another yes or no question?
Am I an actor?
No.
But you are on TV.
And you're
on
also
TV.
Not a rat.
You're not a rat either, but you are on TV. Right. Thanks, mate.
That's
good.
Cheers.
G'day, Harry.
Hi.
In Hawthorne. Okay, so you're Australian, you're not an actor, but you are on TV.
Am I a man?
You are.
You are
yes.
A man.
Such
yes.
A man.
You're
you are
a man.
Yes. You're quite a man. Quite a, I guess a large-ish man.
Do I have my own TV show?
Well, you certainly are on a TV show.
I wouldn't say it's your own,
but you
make it your own.
Yeah.
And I'm large-ish.
Yeah, Robbie, you might have dropped a bit of a clanger there.
That's right.
Am I Matt Preston?
You are Matt Preston, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it the Robbie lifeline?
It may have been, but...
Well,
for your was not exactly going to be Rove after that point, was it?
It was going to be Michael Jackson.
Well, since he's been married, you know, he's been enjoying some home-cooked meals there. Congratulations, you are the lucky winner of the
library bag.
Now,
if you're smart, you could fashion into a Matt Preston-style cravat.
Yes, sure.
It's more likely to be useful that way than as a library bag.
Hey, just out of interest, guess of the people on your radio at the moment, guess who has come in this morning with a library bag? And it may surprise you, this answer, by the way, Harry.
Who's come in?
Yeah, who arrived to work this morning with a library
in this
bag.
Room.
Yeah.
Was it you?
Me?
That would be surprised.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay,
got three other guesses.
Come on.
Marie.
No.
You got two more guesses, and if you get it right, we're going to chuck in a Hottest 100 CD, DVD, and JMAG.
Are they on the show right now?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two more people in the room, and you've got
two more guesses.
I said Marie.
Yeah. It's not the doctor.
It could be anyone.
It's not the doctor. It is Chris Taylor from The Chaser, correct.
Let's play that game again tomorrow.
That's got legs.
Yeah, that's a good
Channel 9 executives, if you're listening, forget Temptation. Who's got the library bag? Coming soon to 9.
Carnival on Triple J set fire to the hive. Chris Taylor from The Chaser has been... hanging out with you this morning. Now, tonight, of course, The Chaser returns to your television, and we really haven't gotten to the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, I think we saw the video of Chris's nuts and bolts just a moment ago.
We did actually.
Marie's just been getting up to date with my nude run of the big day out, and yeah. I said if you want to see a more disturbing video, you should YouTube Nikki Webster's video for Devilicious.
Is that her?
Boy, has our Nikki grown up.
Is that a new song of hers?
It is a new single. I believe it's charting quite well in the ARIAs. But
it's charting quite well in the hottest 100 of all time as well.
I'd be really devastated if it doesn't do well. I think our Nikki's come of age.
And
never let it be said that to make a video in this country, all you need is a pair of hot black pants and access to Carriage Works, which is where they film.
Thank God you can dance.
So you think you can dance.
Thank God you can dance.
You get the feeling someone at Nikki's label has obviously watched that show and goes, oh, so dancers in an old warehouse. Yeah. That could work.
Yeah.
You do the rest with YouTube. It's a very funny clip.
Very good. Now, is Nikki Webster going to be on tonight dressed as a village person?
No. Oh, don't ask me about the village people thing.
Okay.
No, that is a deep source of embarrassment.
Really?
Because the running joke is that the Chaser is just the village people by another name. And we've always said we'd never do a village people parody, but they finally forced us to get in the feathers, the cowboy hat.
Did you do Milkshake?
No, we did it in the Navy off the HMAS success scandal. Mm-hmm. I am the cowboy.
Well, that's probably better.
Chaps.
Yeah, it was the only one that didn't require showing flesh, because all the others are pretty, you know, midriffy. Whereas the cowboys are all chaps.
And let's face it, you hate dropping your gear, don't you? I mean, we've just been watching a video of you running.
Have you done any other nude runs since then? Since the
big day out?
No, people often ask me if it was humiliating doing the nude running. And the only thing that was humiliating was how few people turned out.
All right, we'll catch you on the telly tonight.
9 o'clock, ABC One.
Yeah.
Tonight. Right. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.